Woohoo! Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the Women of Vision show here at KCNR 96.5 FM. And, we're here with, I'm Maurice Brown.
I'm Sarah Chapin.
I'm D'Amica Roberts.
And D'Amica is subbing in for Licia. And you guys have heard D'Amica before. She's come here a couple of times.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, and she's hosted our Women of Vision podcast, like, I don't know, over a year.
Love it.
Yes, she's just my go-to. I love her. Thanks for being here, D'Amica.
Happy to be
you.
Here.
If it's your first time tuning into Women of Vision, we are a group of women supporting women. And our show is about supporting other women and the positive changes they're making in their community and the impact of the impact they're making in other people's lives. And today we have a treat, and I'm pretty sure if you're local to Reading, you know her. She's kind of a local star. But yes. If you don't, that's okay. Get out of your rock. Her name is Ashley Tate. Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me. I'm great.
So happy to see you.
I mean, too.
We've had many plans to see each other this year. And then all of that, you know, 2020.
Everybody has plans to see people this year.
That's right.
Yeah, and so I'm glad you said yes. Thank you so much. You're such a supporter of women, and we're going to learn that soon enough, too. Well, Ashley, like I said, some people might not know you, and I don't know you 100% either, so I'm really stoked that you're here. Reading your background, before we jump into it, I just want to read quickly her background, just because it's so impressive, and a lot of times we're just talking offline earlier, and it's like, whoa, I can't believe you did that. You're an amazing woman. So, of course, and Ashley is a strategic communication consultant and self-proclaimed serial entrepreneur. You're going to have to explain that later.
Okay.
Combining her skills in the areas of branding, marketing, public relations, event planning, social media, and strategic planning, Ashley helps clients design a life and business they love. Her online business, The Social Diaries, provides group coaching to budding entrepreneurs and nonprofit founders. In addition, Ashley is the founder and executive director of Nonprofit Launchpad for Kids, Inc., created and co-hosted a local television show in Redding, California, PBS station KIXE Channel 9, and is a U.S. Army veteran.
Wow.
Ashley holds a bachelor's degree in healthcare administration from CSU Sacramento and master's degree in organizational communications and leadership from Gonzaga University. Ashley believes in the power of connection and purpose in everything she does. In between spending time with her husband and two children, Ashley enjoys entertaining, traveling the world, or just reading a good book. I mean,
girl, after
that's a lot. I literally think we don't have an hour to get to know Ashley.
Right. But you just got to know. There it is. I can go home now.
Well, first of all, what brings you to Reading? How'd you get here?
I had not even heard about Reading before I met my husband. And then he grew up here, so I naturally knew we were coming back. And so he started his practice here, and that's how I ended up here. But I love Reading.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it's such a great place. I really do. I can't say I'm super outdoorsy, which I know is taking advantage of being in Reading, but that's not really my thing. Reading's great. I love it. I love it. It's
so
been good to me.
This was before, you served in the Army before coming to Reading.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Wow. Was that before your bachelor's degree, too?
Oh, yeah. So I went to the Army because this is crazy. I wanted to marry somebody else when I was 17. And I was dead set on, I am marrying this person. And my mom was like, sure, yeah, okay, yeah, absolutely. You can totally go get married at 17 with no education.
Oh.
And you can do that, of course. But she said, I just have one stipulation. I said, okay, what is it? And she goes, well, you have to get a skill. So I was running around trying to find what's the fastest way to get a skill? What is the fastest way? I didn't even care. I was give me a way.
Oh, my goodness.
And she kind of was so smart, she just dropped little hints, the military, you can go in there, they'll pay you and have a place to sleep and a place to do all these things, and my family had been in the military, and so, it didn't seem like it would be that bad. It wasn't really that bad, but it was that bad.
it sounds
like bad.
It doesn't sound like you. That is the deal.
It is not me, and when I did get in trouble a lot for talking and smiling were my problems in the military. So,
oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do have this smiley face, like a hard face. So.
Yeah, when you're standing at attention, you're not supposed to be smiling. So.
Exactly.
Oh my.
So what did it do for you, though, going to the Army?
It did. It changed everything. I really think, like, it changed the course of my life, honestly.
For sure.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we've all seen, you know, when people get married really young and how that can sometimes set them on the wrong path. But once I actually got into the military, I know this is not probably for your viewers, but once I got in there and I started to see, like, I was a hot commodity, I was like, oh, my God, wait a minute, wait. Oh, you like me? Oh, you do too? Oh, my gosh. I was like, bye.
Right. Good. See, her mom was strategic.
Yeah, she was. Exactly. Wow. I tell her all the time. I hope that I can do that same thing with my kids, you know. But she was always just so very calm and relaxed and about everything. So she never really ever said, no, you can't do something. She just said, I just want you to do this one thing.
Exactly.
But I got a radiology license from that. Mm-hmm. So by the time I was 19, I did the reserve. So by the time I was 19, I came out and I was doing radiology. And so that's how I met Randy.
Wonderful.
So, doing radiology in the hospital.
So you didn't end up marrying the one you wanted to marry.
Oh, no, you didn't hear me. I said bye.
Right.
That one. Boy, bye.
I wanted to make sure. That's all.
She got options.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay. Wait. Too many people
and
around
the
me.
Most important thing is you have to thank your mom.
I do.
Your
I thank her all the time. I thank her all the time because... Mm-hmm. You know, like, I feel like that's what we're there for as parents. Like, mm-hmm. we're there to guide, and we're there to, we can't make the decisions for them. And she really taught me that. Like, even with my own kids, like, I can't make the decision for them, but I feel like I can guide you. I can mm-hmm. show you what might be a better path.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the crazy thing about all that is sometimes I see people start to say, like, oh, they're 13. Like, they're on their own now. That's kind mm-hmm. of who they're going to be. And this is really the time I feel like where you have to just buckle down. You have to be like watching every pattern, like everything they're doing.
Agree.
You know, you got to check in on them.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like daily, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have a really good kid, but you know, it's the environments that mm-hmm. they have and the people around them that are the influencers right now. So, mm-hmm.
Especially during these times. And I actually feel, cause I have older kids, that I'm more in their lives now.
Exactly.
Than when they were young. I mean, obviously I was there when they were younger.
Absolutely.
But now even the more I have to be a part of it.
It becomes more intense. Mm-hmm. And when you're young, when they're little, you know, you're watching so they don't fall and hit themselves or hurt themselves. Now it's like I feel like I'm literally protecting my daughter's mindset, mm-hmm. my son's, you know, well-being, like all those things. So... Sorry that we got there from...
This is so key. Actually, what you're saying, it resonates with me as well. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's so hard to be that mom that your mom was, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier said than done.
Yeah.
To, like, stand back, you know, and let them fall or let them experience life because we don't want them to hurt.
You're right. But when you know that you have poured everything in at this time, mm-hmm. like what I'm seeing, I mean, I tell my daughter all the time, I'm like, oh my gosh, just randomly I say, I love who you're becoming.
Yeah.
I love who you are. Like, I love the type of kid you are.
Right.
You know, I mean, I get on her all the time too, but you know, I really do love who she's becoming.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's jump back into that after our commercial break. Yeah. We're coming on our first commercial break. See?
Yay, that's fast.
It's so like,
fast.
What do we talk about? Well, everything. Well, I just want to give a quick shout out to the sponsors of our show. Without these amazing ladies, we wouldn't be here. So I really appreciate it. Shout out to Linda Lingo, financial coach. Linda inspires and guides women to clarity and confidence in their finances. Sarah Beck with Legal Shield. She offers affordable access to attorneys of the state, as well as identity theft protection and monitoring for personal use and for your business. Jesse Baldwin, certified health coach, free health coaching services. Call Jesse at 530-355-5929. Bargain Books and More, located 836 Butte Street, open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 p.m. Everbloom Skincare at 660A Azalea Avenue, results-driven facial, natural acne clinic, botanical-based, non-toxic skincare. Again, thank you, ladies. Really appreciate your support this whole time. Everybody, they're open. They're all local to Reading, women-owned businesses. Really appreciate it. And we will be right back. Women of Vision show here at KCNR. Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
They're at it again. Yet another attempt to add more government bureaucracy to healthcare. This time it's Proposition 23. 23 is funded by one labor union that's pushing their own political agenda. In doing so, this labor union is risking the lives of 80,000 dialysis patients. 23 is dangerous for patients, and 23 is costly for taxpayers. 23's bureaucratic requirements would increase healthcare costs by hundreds of millions of dollars every year. 23 will mean higher insurance premiums and higher taxes for everyone. That's Prop 23, the dangerous and costly dialysis proposition. Join the California Medical Association and the American Nurses Association California in voting no on 23.
At Paid for by No on 23, stop the dangerous and costly dialysis proposition. A coalition of dialysis providers, nurses, doctors, and patients. Committee major funding from DaVita and Fresenius Medical Care.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Hi, guys. We are back.
Welcome back, everybody. So I love where we left off. I love talking about the impression and the influence that your mom had on your future, mm-hmm. or your present, yeah. if you will. Yeah. But let's talk about that for you and how you impact and influence women today through your businesses. Mm-hmm. Or I know people know you. What do people know you as? Tell me. What do you think people know you
yeah,
as?
Yeah, like maybe? What started first? Like I think that was my question earlier offline. Like I know... initially I knew you for like the nonprofit guru.
Yeah. Okay.
And then like I learned about Launchpad for Kids, but then the more I got to know you, I'm like, oh, she has this other thing called the Social Life Diary. So which one is it?
She's everything.
Well, I feel like if they've known me for a long time, at least for 10 years or so, when I first moved to Reading, I was finishing my master's, and then I started a public relations business, and really loved doing that, and that's kind of the whole brainchild behind the TV show, because I needed a place to kind of highlight people, and then that kind of took a life of its own and whatever, and that's why I call myself a serial entrepreneur, because I really do feel like, you know, you don't have to do one thing, really, to feel like you're fulfilling a purpose in life, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you think of the true definition of purpose, it really means, like, to have an intention or an objective, right? And I think sometimes people confuse that with, like, a vision of your life and, like, what your definition of success is. And so those are the types of things that I really talk about on the Social Life Diaries, and like what I'm, what my focus is when I talk to women or when I talk to men too sometimes.
Okay.
If they can handle all the pink. I talk to them about, you know, having a big vision for your life and creating that vision to come to fruition. And sometimes creating that vision, at least for myself, when I was doing public relations, creating that vision was not working because it didn't work with my family life. So when you're doing public relations, you really need to be like on all the time.
Right.
And you need to be ready to, you know, be there whenever they need you. And if there's a crisis that comes up, you need to be able to, you know, be there even if it's late in the middle of the night. And, you know, I need pretty regular hours so I can be there for my kids. And that's always number one, right?
Right.
So it comes down to like your priorities and how you want to live your life and what your big vision is. So if you can combine those two into a purpose, then that's your purpose at that time.
Wonderful.
You know, like maybe one day you'll get to go and do all the speaking engagements and do all the things you might want to do. But while you're raising kids or while you're living that specific purpose, you know, if being a mother is the most important priority, then you have to find a purpose that fits that.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. You control your own destiny.
Exactly.
And I feel like that is what you have done, and that's what you're describing.
Exactly.
That's what you help other women do.
Yes. Yeah.
So exactly does it come, like when these women come to you, is there times, I'm sure there's times, but like where they're just, you know, like you said, it's obscure to them what it means to have a purpose and a vision. So you lead them and guide them into that clarity, kind of.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
Because it does become obscure, you know, like, like I know what you're saying when, I know my, boss would come up to me and be like, oh, you're ready to be, you know, the higher position.
Right.
But for me, I'm like, no, I'm not. Yeah. I like where I'm at.
Right.
I've got four babies. I'm homeschooling, you know.
That's right. Yes.
But then there's some of us women that are just, you know, they just want to have more.
Yes.
Right.
But then
climb
the ladder.
And that's
okay. And that's okay. The key, and I tell my daughter this all the time, and I tell any of my clients, anybody that I talk to really, everybody has their own definition of success.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some of us like to have, like we were just talking about homes, and some of us need to have this big home, and some of us have that for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is our definition of success, to show others how, you know, how successful you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of us like to travel, right? Or do other things. And maybe that's your definition. I mean, what I'm trying to say is there is no right or wrong, right? Whether you're a working mom or you're a stay-at-home mom or you are somebody who wants to find something in the middle, you know, whatever that is, you don't want to move up because you have different priorities.
Mm-hmm.
We all have these different priorities and different visions for our lives, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
So, Launchpad for Kids, when it came about, like, how did you dream that up and how did it become into fruition in the process?
So Launchpad is interesting because Launchpad really came out of like left field for me. That was not my plan. Speaking of plans, that was not my plan. But it became a purpose because we were at a soccer game with my daughter, and she was about 5 years old. It was her first, like, soccer practice. And there was another family there that I guess couldn't afford some of the cleats and, you know, just the things that you need for soccer that many of us take for granted.
Yep.
We don't even realize, you know, how expensive that can be for some families. So anyway, so the coach was talking to us and they said, oh, you know, this family can't afford to get some of these things. And he was trying to figure out how they were going to make it work. So Randy and I just went to Walmart and we picked up all the stuff and brought it back to him, to the coach, and the coach was able to give it to the child. So it was totally anonymous. They didn't know it came from us or anything, but it felt so good.
Right.
It felt so good. It was like, wow.
And you witnessed that family.
Yeah. Playing for the
whole
rest
time.
Of the season.
Yeah. And to see the joy in those kids.
Exactly.
And you see the joy in your own children. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, what Launchpad ended up becoming is kind of realizing that kids don't have control of their environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? But you can change the outlook by just giving them like access to a competent adult or access to someone who's pouring into them that's not a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think we could probably all remember somebody who, you know, poured into you that wasn't your parent.
For sure.
And how much that meant.
Well, speaking of sports, for me it was sports too.
Yeah.
And, I was involved in many sports in high school, but not one time did my parents come to watch.
Oh, no.
But my coach was, like, amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you showed up for your coach, you showed up for your team.
That's right. Yeah.
And
that was
enough to just, like, keep showing up.
That's
and
right.
keep loving what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And all the – I feel like they learn a lot just from the I don't want to call it failures, but like I don't flinch at that word, so we use
I don't
it very
either.
Yeah, we
yes,
use it
same.
Very frequently in our family.
I love failures.
Forward.
I love failures.
Exactly. Me too.
But
that's
like
the best way to
you know,
learn.
Exactly, it really is. And so that's what I was gonna say is like the things that they learn from failing at these activities as children, it creates a sense of resilience, right? So it's like you know, my daughter keeps kicking the ball. My son keeps kicking the ball, and they miss, and they miss, and they miss. But when they get it finally, it's like how many times did you have to fail to get that perfect kick, right, or that perfect shot or whatever. I don't play sports, you guys, so if I mess up what I'm calling it, okay?
But business is your art.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've had – yeah, and we'll get to that.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. You're going to have setbacks. You're going to have things that are going to happen, and – it's like right now, I think COVID is a huge lesson for so many people.
For sure.
All of us. Like, all of us are learning so many lessons. Like, what's important and, you know, failing's not that big of a deal. Like, we all fail at different times.
Yeah.
And
2020 is failing.
I know.
2020 is failing.
But, but to that point then, what have you learned most about this time?
That I love my family
more than I
ever thought.
Oh.
I mean, I love, you know, people say like, oh, if your husband retires, like you're going to be so like, what are you going to do when they're home, you know? But I just realized like, God, that's like, he's my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we have a lot of fun together, just,
right.
You know, just in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids, like, they're awesome. We have so much fun together.
I saw you guys at the party.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
which we'll talk about later.
Uh-oh, what party?
What party?
Oh, yes,
of
course.
Party with
of course.
Ashley.
No, they had a ball.
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone
had
a ball.
Well, oh, thank you, guys. I'm glad. No, we love to dance. I mean, that's part of the reason that's the fundraiser. I'm like, most of my friends I know like to dance. I love to dance. Like, and who doesn't like drinks and food? Like, I mean...
It was the best.
I think we need to talk about that one.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Yeah, coming back, we're going on our second commercial break now. To expand more on Launchpad for Kids and their purpose and what they do here in Reading.
Yeah.
It's truly amazing. You've done a lot. It's been since when?
Launchpad?
Yeah.
Officially 2015.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
And I think it's coming up soon, huh? Like the fundraising events, North State Giving.
Well, North State Giving is coming, but we're not going to do our annual because of COVID.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
You know, because
2020 is definitely failing.
it is, you know, I honestly would say, like, all of the people that supported Launchpad and Launch Party, I mean, that was so amazing. And now I'm really kind of just asking that they go and support these restaurants. We're not asking.
Yeah.
We're not trying to do it, even if COVID is over. We're not trying to do it because the people who supported us are restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, they need us.
They need our support.
Yeah,
that's
they
a
really
good
do.
Idea.
I have literally DoorDashed for 6 months straight, and I have not cooked a thing.
I'm proud of you, Sarah.
I really was like, my time has come.
Yeah.
Look at that fail.
You're like, I love COVID.
All right, we have a few minutes for the next round of sponsors.
Hello, everyone. It's Sponsor Unicorn here. We have Deborah Mitchell with Oils for Young and Healthy Living. We have Michelle Lane of Michelle Lane Coaching. Michelle is a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops and Retreats for Women and a results-driven life coach helping you get to the root of what's holding you back from the life you desire most. We have Ash and Jazz of Lip From Within. They're at 2449 Athens Avenue. They have organic spray tanning, infrared sauna, light therapy, natural teeth whitening, yoga, meditation, dance, hip-hop, fitness, Pilates, kids yoga, and kids dance. We have Bev Gray with Zeal, right? Zeal is the drink. Is the company. Excellent. It is the most nutritious drink. It's really yummy, actually. I really like it. And then we also have Felicia Todorci of All Fired Up. She is located at 1796 Turin Creek Road. And, yeah.
Thank you, ladies. We'll be right back. Women in Vision Show here at KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Paid for by Adam McElvain for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElvain, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Welcome back to the Women of Vision show at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We are here with Ashley Tate. So from someone that's from out of state, from Texas, I have no idea what Launchpad is. So you have to tell me something. You're like, is it rude to be like, I'm lost?
That's okay. That's okay. Welcome to California, number one.
Thank you.
Do you love it? Do you love it?
I mean, it's wildfires. The only answer is yes.
The only answer
is
yes.
I like it, though.
Okay.
No humidity, so we're great.
Okay. Yes, I agree with that. So Launchpad is a crowdfunding site that helps kids get into extracurricular activities. So basically, teachers nominate kids in their classrooms that they feel really could, they have a special spark, and they feel like they can, you know, benefit from our program, from an activity. And then once we get them, if we ever get a nomination from a teacher, we don't ever turn it away. So no one can self-refer, like a mom can't self-refer to our program, but any teacher referral we always take. And once they come into our program, we put them up on the website, and we use their first name, their age, and the activity they're going into and the amount that they're being sponsored for, which is generally like between $300 and $350, somewhere in there. And then individual donors can go onto the website, and they can just put as much as they want into the crowdfunding campaign.
That's so cool.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I love that. I wish, I had people that did stuff like that because I'm from a giant homeschool family.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, all growing up, and we did stuff with, like, co-ops.
Yes.
I mean, I did public school, like, part of the time, but my dad worked for the government, so we traveled a lot.
Yeah,
But we had people that did stuff like that for us because, obviously, my parents were not going to put, like, six kids into a bunch of extracurricular stuff. So.
Right.
Nice. That's really cool, though. Like, I haven't heard anything of that before.
Well, I feel like it makes a huge difference every little bit, like you said, to $300. But, hey, like, the soccer shoes, like, if that's all they need, you know. And I think I saw you, you guys sponsored one time somebody in jiu-jitsu.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, getting their gi. Like, most people are like, well, I think I can do the monthly, but the gi is expensive.
Exactly. And the nice thing about that is what we've had is a lot of partners with us, like Rice Brothers, you know. They were awesome. And so sometimes, like, if we were in a pinch or something, we have a kid, we can pay for the 3 months, but we couldn't do the gi or something. Sometimes they would split the cost with us, or we would have reserve funds we could use.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or they would donate. Like, the partners in this community are incredible. Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I really want to move to another community and, like, do the same, same thing. I don't know. I mean, the relationships that we've built here are pretty incredible as far as, like, how they work with us. Like, there's a gym that, if we have kids, will allow us to send our kids there, you know, either half price or free of charge. Like, so we have sometimes we have situations where the partners are really what help make the price lower.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so cool.
That's so cool.
Do you have, like, parents that come up to you and ask?
We have had parents before, but I just make it very clear. It's one of our boundaries. You know, we don't do self-referrals ever.
Right. Mm.
So we just tell them, like, hey, if you want to be referred to the program, you can talk to your principal, or you can talk to your school. Because then we want to get the schools on board as a whole, so they understand as a teacher that, you know, you have this option. If you see a kid that, you know, could use a little extra boost, or has it, we always call it a special spark.
Cool. You need to put that on shirts if you haven't yet.
I have.
I love it. Okay.
I love it to my spark. Yeah. No. And I have, like, the greatest board ever. So my board members are amazing. And they've all been there from the very beginning, like a thought to, you know, what it is today. And they've helped make you can't do these things without people.
Right.
Like, and without help, you know.
Well, so, especially, like, nonprofits. So, like, I've had a few people. I don't know anything about nonprofits. I'm not going to pretend. But I know there's...
But we have the guru.
Yeah, but I know there's limitations
right.
and whatnot. And after further... Because some people have come up to me, oh, you should make Women of Vision nonprofit. But I'm like, well, what is the actual purpose?
Yeah.
And then it's like, it doesn't fit into the mold. But then I haven't, you know...
Well,
like,
we can talk about that off.
Exactly.
But what...
Sure.
Yeah, like, what made it for you? What made it where it's got to be a nonprofit, but also how do you run that to that, you know?
So the way you would know if it needs to be a nonprofit or not is if you really do have a charitable purpose. Like, what is the purpose of, you know, the
organization.
Yeah, the intent of it is so that anyone can donate to help this child get into an extracurricular, right? So if it were for profit, it'd be like, I don't even know how I'd make that for profit. It would have to be nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And when I am coaching people through that nonprofit piece, of starting a business, I really do ask them, like, think about how it could be a for profit. Cause if it can be a for profit, I would always tell you to go for profit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of red tape running a nonprofit. There's a lot of, you need to make sure that you actually, you know, are showing your financials.
Yeah.
You need to make sure that, like,
it's open book, huh?
Absolutely. And that's when you're doing something for charitable reasons, there should be no issue with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for profit, you know, sometimes you take those funds that you earn and you put them back into your business, or you're going to do something different with it this time, or you're going to start a podcast, or you're going to, like you might be doing other things. A nonprofit, you need to make sure that it's completely charitable.
Yeah.
I would suggest.
And I like how you simplified that. So for like 2020, what does Launchpad for Kids look like? Have you been sponsoring kids this year? Has it been challenging?
Yeah. So when March hit, we had kids in extracurricular activities, but then all the activities stopped.
Oh.
And what happens for us is, you know, we pay in advance. So we pay those 3 months in advance for them to participate in an activity. And we basically call this like a trial period. So they have 3 months and three different activities. And then one full year after that in the activity of their choice. And we call that their astronaut year. And the hope with that is that if we can put you through one full year of, say, soccer or tennis or whatever it is, and when you get into high school, you will have enough of the skill set so that you can go try out, or you can be part of the team or a middle school or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? That's the disadvantage of kids not being able to participate in extracurriculars as a, you know, before sixth grade.
Mm.
Because they come into junior high and high school at a disadvantage to the other kids. You know, they've never picked up a ball. They don't know what the fundamentals of the game are.
Yeah, I hear that a lot, like challenge right now, the challenge for a lot of parents is PE.
Right.
Yeah. Like, oh, you can't just take a walk around the block and call that PE.
Yeah.
But then, man, I didn't know, like, a lot of activities. Yeah, that's true.
And
a lot
so
of
many kids are suffering because of the inactivity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, but I will tell you, my kids don't get off quite that easy.
Right.
You're like, I'm making it hard on them.
Well, I have a treadmill, so Bear likes to run, like, 2 miles, and he'll...
Nice.
He's crazy, though. Like, he's his own little crazy person.
Probably that army background.
No,
mommy.
No, that's more dad. I told you, I'm not active like that. he will go run his little 2 miles. Bria will do more like little YouTube videos, you know, like the workout, the abs and whatever.
Yoga.
Yeah. No, she doesn't do. See, I like yoga because you don't really have to sweat.
You know?
I could just.
Like, I'm just going to bend you.
But wait a minute. You were in the arm.
No.
I know. I had to run during that time. I did not like it.
Like, and that's why I never went back.
I have run since then, but whoever's running with me knows that I'm going to complain a lot the whole time.
We're alike. Yeah. I'm a whiner.
I'm going to be like, come on, guys.
I'm just saying, people are like, let's go do that for fun. I'm like, this is terrible.
I know.
I don't like it. I'd rather swim if we're going to do this.
I know.
How can people support Launchpad for Kids right now? I mean, I'm sure you have things on the lineup.
Yeah, for right now, I feel so just, for right now, they can certainly go to Launchpad for Kids and they can, you know, donate. They can follow us on Instagram. And then we'll be doing a Giving Tuesday kind of challenge so they can be part of that.
Okay.
But we've really had to cease all activities because once we pay, you can't really get that money back.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So we've just sent out to everyone that, you know, they will resume as soon as we get back on track with COVID and stuff. So
yeah,
that's the only downside of 2020 for me.
Yeah.
Otherwise I've been really enjoying it.
I know, that's true. It is kind of nice to have a little bit of time off. I'm sure you, any given year, you're like getting all this in order.
Even though
you have an awesome board.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, I mean the support is awesome. No, but you know, I'm talking about just like life in general. Mm-hmm. Like we don't have to really travel for soccer anymore.
Yeah.
I was gone like most weekends.
I feel
weekends,
that way about jiu-jitsu.
Right?
I'm like, my God, every weekend.
Yes.
In my pocket.
Are you guys back? Are you guys back and traveling?
No, not at all.
See? Yeah. So I love that. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Some days. And then other days, I'm a travel bug though.
Oh.
I love doing it. So like to me, I'm like, I'm bored, but I'm also very extroverted, so it's been really hard. Like, I'm like, it's fine.
Well, she just finished her master's degree, you guys.
Yeah, I
was
congratulations.
Oh my God. Yeah, my last paper, I have one more project, and I'm done.
Yay, it feels so good, doesn't it?
Yeah. You don't always have to fail in 2020.
Right. Exactly. That's true. It's been good, like, in some ways, it's made me actually, like, sit and be quiet, which I need to do more of, like, actually just... You know, just it's okay to be quiet and sit.
Right. And don't go traveling far away.
Exactly.
And be in the radio show.
It's been less stressful for sure.
All right. Well, we have less than 1 minute before our last commercial break. That's right. It's our last.
Ooh.
And when we pick back up. Yeah, I'd like to pick your brain on Social Life Diaries and how that transitioned into your life and the many cool things you do and transform women's lives and their businesses. Because I see stuff online. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Dana Grant. She's a Master Intuitive Life Coach out of Chico. She has a Clarity Mastermind coming up in October. Got that one right. Dana, and she's going to be here October 6th, you guys. So, come and check her out. Max Malari with World Financial Group, Life and Health Insurance Agent, Bohem Salon and Spa, 961 Dana Drive, Suite 130. Reliefs Trading, plant medicine that works naturally and affordably. Well known for their signature deep freeze pain relief. I just had to use that recently. And of course, the one and only Sarah Marie Spectrum, Unleash Your Dreams, Own Your Imagination. Thank you, Sarah. We will be right back. Women of Vision Show here in KCNR.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale is coming up on Saturday, October 3rd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to stay big on plants during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
The Backhoe & Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backhoe & Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco & Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Turtle Bay has two new exhibits opening on Saturday, September 26th. Expedition Earth and Bench Press, Please Be Seated, Please. From interactive exploration around our world to awe-inspiring craftsmanship, these two exhibits have something to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Crazy over here. I wish they could hear us offline. But we're kind of, you know, our minds are going
everywhere.
Forward everywhere with so many great ideas. Exactly. Just because, we want our kids to keep active and get their, extracurricular activities.
Absolutely.
Not just stay home, play video games or whatever, which...
It's
let's
good
be
for
real.
The mental.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens. When I was in high school, the Wii came out.
And everyone was like, oh, well, I'm doing exercise on the Wii. And they go outside.
And go talk to people, too.
Exactly.
Right. You know, and coaches are, they are amazing, too, as a role models. You
they
know,
really are, yeah.
Aside from just your parents, you know, right. They push you in a different level.
They do.
But, yeah, we'll talk about if you want to keep going about Launchpad, but I was, because we only have like 10 minutes
yeah,
now, I wanted
left.
To cover Social Life Diaries how you, how that came into fruition too, and how you transitioned to that. And then like how you balance it all. I mean,
right. Okay.
You well. Know, you know, in the last 5 years you've been doing that and then being a mom. So,
yeah.
An amazing mom too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, well, I don't really believe in balance.
I don't
so
either.
That word.
Yeah,
that is a bad word. Actually,
it is.
Yeah, I'm like balance.
It's more about alignment.
I don't know her. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So I talk about alignment
all the time.
She's like, she just woke me up. Oh my gosh. Okay, I love talking about alignment because
yes.
I really believe in that. Like it is.
Me too.
You know, your priorities and all these things, they all link up together. They you have to have that alignment in your life to know what's most important. Like if, you know, if something's happening, so the Social Life came and it kind of was born out of YouTube because when I started my YouTube channel, I made my YouTube channel honestly, like just for one specific reason. And it was just to help people understand how to start a nonprofit. That was it.
Mm.
Because I had kind of been asking people like, how do I do this? How do I do that? Okay. I don't want to miss this step. You don't want to miss it. So I just put it into like a 7-step process and then I put it on YouTube. And that one ended up getting like a ton of views and I didn't even realize it. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't like announce it, nothing. I just put it up there. So if anybody wants to start a YouTube channel, you can do it for like a year and nobody would even know.
No, we have a YouTube channel. No one, even, I don't think anyone watches.
Yeah, well, they don't know.
Well, people locally might not watch, but people are watching
on,
you know, on your channel. But YouTube has a weird algorithm right now, so I don't. It's really, right?
Oh.
It's really strange. Like, even big creators are not getting as
nearly
many views.
As much,
it's crazy. So, so if you're going to do YouTube, like, just do it because you like doing YouTube.
Yeah.
Don't do it for any other reason. But anyway, so I started realizing that that was going and then that was making money and I didn't know about it. So once I collected that money, I was like, oh my gosh, wow, I'm making money. Okay. And then people were asking all these questions. There were probably like 100 questions underneath that video.
Oh, wow.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't, you know, I really wasn't. I had no intention for it. I just wanted to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that started going, then I started answering those questions and I realized like I could make a business out of really helping people like start their business. Not specifically just nonprofits, but I really do think of like nonprofits as a business. You just have to get through that one 501c3 process as opposed to filing for your business license.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just two separate ways. And then once that kind of picked up a little bit more, I just made it a bona fide deal. And that's why I say the serial entrepreneur, or I say, you know, you're doing things on purpose. You're building that business on purpose because you don't know really like what things are going to morph into or, and they don't have to be perfect from the very beginning. You know, I mean, you can just start something out of a passion really.
Right.
And then it can turn into something amazing, you know? And that's my,
I feel like when you try to start something with like perfection and complete like wholeness in mind that you're limiting yourself and like putting boundaries automatically on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That never helps my creative process.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know.
Like it has to be great. I'm like, put it out there.
Yeah.
And it's scary, but you know, I mean, and that's why I do tell a lot of people like, hey, if you're going to start a YouTube channel, just start it first. Don't, you don't have to announce it. Like you don't have to make some big thing about it. Like get the hang of it. My videos didn't get good until probably like this year. I mean, truly, like,
even
you know,
though they've been watching it since the beginning.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's the information,
right?
People just need the information. And that's, if you have something that you can share, I don't care if it's like parenting or you know how to organize or you know how to whatever, make women feel better, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many people out there in the world and you will not believe the things that they don't know that you think are just like, well, of course you know this. Like, of course.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Once,
because I had a tea business with my daughter.
Yes.
And someone in PR told us this. I don't know if this is true, but she basically said, don't make it perfect. Like, have a flaw, and then that will attract people. Is that crazy? Like,
it's authentic.
It's authentic. It's organic. Mm-hmm. Let it flow. Yeah. But don't, like, try and be so perfect with your pictures, with your videos, with all of that.
I feel like that's what gives, like a brand kind of, like, meaning. That's why I think, especially a lot of marketing people, just taking people, real people using products and stuff, because it's like, you get things so instantly now, and you're creating, like, actual community versus, this, like, product.
Right. And that's what you should be doing, is building your community. I mean, and there's a true – once you decide that you're going to truly do whatever it is you're doing, like, you're like, okay, I'm going to dive full force, then you can start to really think about, okay, this is what I need to do now, and you can go back and you can fix things. Right. It's just like when people put things on Instagram, you can go back and you can change the hashtags. Yeah.
Exactly.
You can do whatever you want. I mean, you can do whatever. I do it.
I do all the time. I raise my
hand. Yeah.
She's like,
she raised her hand.
Seriously.
Man, we have like less than 5 minutes, but what's your, like, real quick, what's your favorite transformational story with Social Life Diaries with one of your clients? I'm sure you have a lot.
I know. I'm like, oh my God. Actually, I'm going to share my transformational story tomorrow because I spoke to a group of high school students and it felt so good to have my message on purpose resonate. And she wrote me, and I'm going to share it on the thing, but it basically, she wrote and said, thank you. You helped me figure out, like, exactly what it is that I want to just go and do.
Aww.
And basically what I was trying to say is that all you have to do is pick a path.
Right? Yeah.
And go down that path.
Right.
It may not end up being the right path, but it's, I mean, not the right path, but, like, that may not be the path you stay on.
Yes.
But at least than just standing there. Staring at it.
Exactly. It's like if you're going to go on a hike, right, you have to pick a path. You can't walk down the middle to get down to the road. I mean, to the creek or wherever you guys are going on those walks. But, you know, you have to, like, pick a path, right? And so I tell my kids all the time, like, just pick a path.
Right.
You're not going to be wrong. You're not going to be wrong.
Right? I love that, Ashley. Yeah. That's so true. Just take action. Make a decision.
Mm-hmm. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
I always say.
Exactly. Because if you think about your purpose, truly, your purpose is just a means to an end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that end is your vision. Mm-hmm. However you end up getting there doesn't, I mean, who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very crippling otherwise.
Yes, exactly.
And your whole process.
It really is.
Like, do I go down? Just do it.
Yes, exactly. And it's, like, for me, my vision is, like, I want to be 70-year-old, the 70-year-old, like, with my husband and my kids and their grandchildren. Like, that's what's important to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes that all the other stuff is extraneous. I don't really, it's not that important to me.
Yeah. So is that why you don't have lines?
What? You don't have lines either? I do go see my husband. Like, I do get some Botox in there.
Well,
yeah, I got some Botox.
It's nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We have, so where can our audience find you if they want to connect with you with Launchpad for Kids or Social Life Diaries? I know we didn't really have much time
today. It was a
today.
Great amount of time. We had fun. I talked a lot. I'm very happy. I met my talking quota. They can go to ashleytate.com to find more about the Social Life Diaries, or they can find me on Instagram. Or they can go to Instagram for Launchpad for Kids because we are redoing our website for launchpadforkids.org. But you can go there and look at it for now if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
And you're on Facebook, too.
Go check
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm everywhere, guys. Everywhere.
That's so cool. Ash, Sarah, did you have any promotions coming up? Or
not right now. Mm. COVID. I mean, we're not doing anything during COVID.
Yeah,
so.
We're just... chilling. Yeah. Even for us, too. I mean, we were going to do the summit. That's kind of...
Hey, we're going to do it next year.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully.
Even better.
Yes.
Yeah. And Demeka, how about you? Anything new, sister?
No promotion. But I've learned so much getting to know seriously. I have.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah. And she said she'll be coming around a lot more, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what would you like to, you know, one last thing you want to leave our listeners, like, if you had, like, three things to give them? I know you've been saying a lot, but maybe if we can condense those things.
Here it goes.
1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute. It's fast. Okay. Follow your strengths. Okay, to find whatever it is that you want to do, like just focus on your strengths, pick a path, okay, and make an impact, and unleash your something amazing.
Yay! Oh, that is so cool. I love it.
Love it.
Well, but thank you so much, Ashley. Yeah. It's a treat.
Thank
you know,
you.
I've seen this woman like, I don't know, 5-6 years ago in jujitsu.
Yeah. No, I was not doing jujitsu this summer.
But I'm like, who is this tall, beautiful woman? I want to be her friend.
Oh, you're so, oh my God.
But I was so busy. I just didn't have time for friends at that time.
I didn't know if I could be your friend. You might take me out.
Not at that time. Well, thank you, everybody. Have a good night, and we'll see you next week here at the same channel, KCNR 96.5 FM.
Yay.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.